Dr. Krinsky dictating, email, amen. John Henchy, H-E-N-C-H-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Henchy as described in my report of 7/22/16. Pretty is now an 84-year-old male who recounts he was injured at work on 10/29/14. But at that time, he fell and banged his right knee on metal steps. Pretty was seen in the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery. But it relates he underwent right knee replacement in February of 2015. Period. He continues to receive Dr. Axelrod at Rothman at the referral of Dr. Ong, O-N-G. Period. He administered an epidural injection to the lumbar spine about 2 weeks ago due to an abnormality seen on MRI. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment for the right knee. Period. New paragraph. The additional medical records supplied show he submitted a handwritten description of his report of injury to his employer. Period. He also filed an amended claim. He also filed a petition for reopening his claim on 5/31/23. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show on 1/10/17, he was seen by Dr. Alber. Period. He had undergone right total knee arthroplasty without complication on 8/26/15. Period. At that time, upon discharge of 11/24/15, he had healed well and had motion from 0 to 130 degrees. Period. Pain was improved and he was happy with his outcome. Period. Despite this, his knee had not returned to function normally, and he was on permanent restricted duties. Period. He underwent x-rays and diagnosed with residual status post-knee strain, as well as satisfactory right total knee replacement. Period. He thought the knee seemed to be functioning normally and saw no need for further diagnostic testing, but he was going to be maintained on permanent restrictions relative to standing and no stair climbing. Period. He recommended a trial of Medrol dose pack to reevaluate in 2 weeks. Period. He returned on 2/7/17. And now had minimal pain with the Medrol dose pack. Period. He had a normal gait and full range of motion of the knee. Period. He was discharged from care as a maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. He was seen again by Dr. Alber on 3/15/21. Period. He had residual pain and noticed some clicking in the knee, and it occasionally gave way. Period. There had been no new injuries, but he continued to work in security. Period. In addition to the right total knee replacement surgery, he ascertained a history of left knee arthroscopy and left shoulder arthroscopy. Period. Repeat x-rays were done and were negative for any abnormalities. Period. His knee was again functioning well and needed no further diagnostic testing or treatment. But he was administered a hinged knee sleeve, which he can use intermittently. Period. He was once again deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and discharged. Period. New paragraph. outcome on 5/21. He was seen by Dr. Cristini, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-I. Having previously seen him on 8/23/16, Pretty then underwent a doppler ultrasound to rule out deep vein thrombosis. Period recommendation for a bone scan, and then he had not been carried out. Period, he remained symptomatic about the right knee. Period, motion was from full extension through 140 degrees of flexion. Period, he was concerned about possible loosening of the prosthetic components. Period, there were also neurologic symptoms of a possible compression neuropathy involving the peroneal nerve. Period, therefore, he recommended x-rays of the knee and electrodiagnostic testing. Period, new paragraph, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ong, O-N-G, and plenty of right leg numbness and left knee pain. Period, he now has complaining of numbness running down from the knee to the ankle on the right side, as well as instability. Pretty has severe pain in the left knee as well, affecting his ADLs. Period. X-rays of the right knee showed the prosthesis in good mechanical order. Period, there was severe arthrosis of the left knee with loss of articular joint space, osteophyte formation, sclerosis with varus. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of primary osteoarthritis of both knees, comma, left knee with degenerative joint disease, end stage with varus, comma, acute lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and bilateral leg paresthesia. Period. He opined Mr. Henchy was an appropriate candidate for a possible left total knee replacement. Period. With regard to the right lower extremity, he believed the knee replacement was done appropriately. Period, it is mechanically sound and stable and well fixed per imaging. Period, his symptoms were likely due to lumbar spine issues. Period, he was then referred for a lumbar MRI. Period, this was completed on 11/4/21 to be whose impressions will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He also reports undergoing another MRI of the knee about 1 year ago at AMI, whose report we were trying to obtain. Physical exam. General appearance. He was quite a gregarious gentleman. Period. He denied having any increased pain after the exam here in 2016. Period, extremities lower. He raised his pants up to visualize the knees. Period, they were bilateral anterior longitudinal scars consistent with his replacement surgeries. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers, normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a deliberate physiologic gait without a limp or assistive device. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Impressions on 10/29/14. John Henchy was injured as marked in my prior report. Pretty since evaluated here, he received order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Pretty returned to Dr. Elber, who had originally done his knee surgery. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Cristini and then Dr. Ong. Period. Evidently left total knee replacement was performed at some point. Period. He has been able to remain in the workforce. Period. We paragraphed the current examination of Mr. Henchy. Found there to be full range of motion of both knees. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not have a limp or assistive device. Period, in paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same and will be inserted as marked from my prior report. And that is the end.